This week, we've been visiting Americans immersed in their hobbies. For some hobbyists, it's not easy to find a time and a place for their obsessions. Take the poor barbecuers of New York City. Air quality rules, fire safety laws, and just plain lack of space make it difficult for people to fire up the grill. Not that they don't try. Barbecue nuts sneak onto rooftops and fire escapes, and even into public spaces to stoke the flames of their desire. NPR's Robert Smith takes us to Morningside Park in Manhattan in search of the Gonzo Grillers.
The hunt begins at dawn. Men dragging Webers and hibachis behind them emerge from the apartment buildings around the park and head onto the grass looking for the perfect spot. Evan Cameron lets me in on a little secret to a good day of grilling.
Location, location, location and shade.
But today he didn't get his number one spot, even though he got here at
7 o'clock.
So even at 7 a.m., you didn't get the first?
No, I did not. No, unfortunately. I was trying, but I had to come from work. You get out here past 8 o'clock, you're on your own pretty much. You better bring your own chairs and stuff like that.
Guys have been known to sleep overnight on a picnic table at Morningside Park, just to claim it in the morning. By 10 o'clock, you can hear the sound of charcoal briquettes hitting the metal. By 11 o'clock, the smell of lighter fluid fills the park.
I like fire. I like to see the flame.
Because it's so hard to grill in New York City, and because it's technically illegal in this park, when these men do get a spot, they go all out. Will Johnson is setting up not one, but two grills, and he's going to need them.
Let's see what's in here. We have hot dogs, ribs, steak, chicken, shish kebabs, shrimp kebabs, chicken kebabs, sausages.
You have like 40 pounds of food here.
I got 40 pounds of chicken by itself. Another 40 pounds of ribs, 120 hamburgers, and it works.
Sure, he's inviting 75 friends, but that doesn't fully explain how far Johnson takes this obsession. Every bit of meat has its own spice blend, and Johnson's famous marinating sauce.
I'll just tell you it consists of a little garlic, a little soy sauce. That's as far as I'm going
to go. No. What are the spices? Come on.
That's it. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Come on.
Okay, let's put the grill together, people. Nice talking to you.
See, the barbecue nut is an elusive and secretive creature. He, and at this park they are mostly male, he's highly territorial, not letting anyone else touch the spatula. And competitive. The grillers sneak peeks at each other's setups, sometimes mocking their use of aluminum foil or over-reliance on lighter fluid. And then there's the touchy issue of size. Because most of the barbecuers live in apartments and walk-ups, they've been forced to get these tiny grills. There's intense jealousy when someone like Daryl Ratchet shows up with an oil drum turned into a barrel smoker.
Oh, that's the rib turned over. That's the rib turned over.
Ah. He'll do these ribs another 3 hours, throwing some hickory wood chips on the coals for flavor. Ratchet takes the park grilling game to another level, and he seems almost saddened by the thought that some guys have to do burgers on a hibachi.
That's not barbecue. That's a picnic.
Ratchet lives up in the General Grant housing projects and has to haul this big smoker out of his storage unit every time he wants to use it. But oddly enough, he doesn't envy the suburban house with its big patio for grilling.
Yeah, other people can have backyards. You can have backyards. If you go come around in the village of Harlem and you see people barbecuing on the sidewalks, you see people barbecuing on the sidewalks with makeshift grills and things like that. It's just the love of it. It's the want to be with your friends, cooking, eating. Everybody sees what you're doing.
For Ratchet, barbecuing isn't just about eating. It's more like a performance. He'll be standing here for the next 8 hours, tinkering with each rub and calibrating every sauce, tackling the logistical challenge of ribs and chicken and steak. As friends arrive hungry and leave full, the barbecue hobbyist is only looking for one thing.
When I see somebody licking their fingers, that's what makes me feel good.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can meet the other characters in our series on hobbies at npr.org.